And here's some morning news. Tualauta Representative Larry Sanitoa is requesting directors in charge of the land use permitting process for information regarding the construction of a sizable commercial structure in a residential area of Fangaima. The building is a warehouse and store situated directly across from the Ave Fetuau Tafuna Methodist Church in Fangaima. According to a public notice by the Territorial Zoning Board, the applicants for a zoning variance for the commercial warehouse are Donald and Hope Cruze. Their application is in the agenda of the Zoning Board hearing set for April 8th. Meanwhile, Representative Sanitoa, in an email to the directors of Public Works and the Department of Commerce and officials of those departments handling permit applications, said several constituents contacted him regarding the new warehouse being built at Fangaima. They questioned whether the building meets all necessary requirements insofar as the permitting process, that's PNRS, Drainage, Zoning Board, and the building permit, the email says. Sanitoa attached photos of the project showing that the construction was well underway. According to the Tualauta lawmaker, Mr. Tino Mao of DOC confirmed that the PNRS, the Project Notification and Review System, issued a temporary permit with conditions. Sanitoa said Mr. Fau Semanutafa, the DOC staffer assigned to the Zoning Board, also advised the Zoning Board here hearing for the project will be held on April 8th at 1 p.m. He pressed, "Director, as I understand it, a building permit is only issued by DPW after you received the PNRS permit and the Zoning Board approval. However, as you can see from the attached photos, the project has already started." Sanitoa also asked, "If the building permit has not been issued, will you put a stop order to the project? If the building permit was issued, how did that happen, given that the Zoning Board hearing is next month?" He asked that the director advise, "as I need to respond to my constituents." The commercial building project in Fangaima is just one of six projects for which the Zoning Board has received zoning variance applications. This includes projects in Nu'uli, Utumea, Tafuna, Fanga'alu, and Pava'i'ai. All parties will be heard at the April 8th meeting at the DOC Conference Room. Last week's farm fair showed that women, not just men, are farming the land and supplying the Fangatongo marketplace on a regular basis. One of the female farmers who displayed her taro and large variety of vegetables was 70-year-old Suitupu Talamoa Lichi.
You know that little hurricane or little disturbance of the land that we have? Just the beginning of 2020, and we were so short of the food. I was one off the market that I grew myself. I was every day from Monday to Friday. I was never failed to come to the market to sell my crops, my bananas, and everything I can get my hands on. Because that time, our lands, everywhere here in American Samoa, all the food was down. There was no bananas. A lot of families were running out of all the greens. So I provide. And I came to the market, I make money out of it, and that's the help of this American Samoa marketplace in Fangatongo.
Retired from the United States with her husband, she visited her mother years ago and decided to stay in American Samoa. She turned to farming and is earning good money and also supplying the territory with the healthy local vegetables it needs. Malo Suitupu. Congresswoman Ui Fa'atali Amata highlighted the needs of U.S. veterans in American Samoa and the freely associated states, both distant from common VA facilities, at a hearing with Veterans Affairs Secretary Dennis McDonough on March 25th. Secretary McDonough greeted the Congresswoman's first question at the hearing with, "Talofa, I'm happy to see you again." He said he's happy to explore the kinds of interagency cooperation the Congresswoman suggested to help deliver and improve services for veterans in insular areas. The VA secretary highlighted recent success of interagency efforts on vaccine distribution with the strength of local cooperation, which he says is vitally important to expand care. He pointed out the growing possibilities through the use of telehealth platforms, which have just exploded, as we're all familiar now, during the course of the pandemic. I think there's really important lessons to draw from this experience, and really important lessons that may allow us to expand this even more aggressively. Congresswoman Uifatali offered congratulations to Secretary McDonough on his appointment and said she looks forward to working with him on behalf of our country's veterans. Uifatali concluded, hopefully VA will also continue to leverage new technologies post-pandemic to address the needs of remote veterans, both in the freely associated states and in the territories. The promise of a vote for Samoans living overseas may be the reason that such large amounts of money have been donated to Samoa's Fa'atuatua Ileatua Samoa Uatasi, or FAST Party. Donations have now topped 1.6 million tala. Party Treasurer Faamuina Wayne Fong told Samoa Observer that donations from overseas Samoans has so far reached 1.1 million tala, compared to only 255,000 raised locally. He added that these funds were critical for financing their campaign for the general elections on April 9th. People still contribute, the same people that donated from FAST support groups, from Alaska and the whole of America, from California all the way up to New York, especially in Hawaii and American Samoa, also New Zealand and Australia, he said. He said they had sent letters to local companies soliciting financial support, but they had received very little help. Not even 10 companies. And we understand that they are relying on the government, and it's okay, he said. Faamuina said funds have been used for signage, banners, posters, their website, and for the countrywide roadshow. I think the bulk of the money went to the roadshow, he said. Our transportation to Savai'i and around Savai'i and also around Upolu, as well as our camera crew, those who we employed to take care of our media duties. Party funds also covered the legal fees of candidates who were subject to legal challenges, Faamuina said. He added, audited accounts would be submitted as required under the law. And last in the news this morning, a reminder that this Friday is Good Friday. The governor's office released a memo officially declaring the day a holiday in American Samoa. All government offices will be closed and normal activities will be suspended on that day. Employees of the American Samoa government who are not required to perform essential services shall be excused from their duties, and employees required to perform duty on that day will receive holiday wages in accordance with applicable laws and regulations. In the memo, Governor Leimanu Paletimonga wrote, Good Friday is a time to commemorate Jesus Christ's ultimate sacrifice. As we reflect upon the passion of Christ, let us each take a moment to be grateful for the Lord's continued protection and blessings on our territory. For details on these and other news stories, plus a look at our new audio podcasts in English and Samoan, visit talanay.com. That's your morning news. I'm Joey Cummings.